Joining us today from New York is singer, songwriter, and producer Layla Giovanna. Layla has traveled and performed her music internationally and nationally, and I am so excited to have her here with us on WJMS Radio. Layla, it is so great to have you here. I know we've done a couple interviews and podcasts before together, and I just love your enthusiasm and drive as a musician, which is why I really wanted the listeners of WJMS Radio to hear your story and get to know you and your music. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. I really appreciate
Oh, thank you so much. Absolutely. You have great energy too, so I'm excited to be here.
Oh, thank you. So let's get to know you, you know, and your music and how you got started. How did you get started as a musician?
So like a lot of artists, I've been singing since I can remember, since I was a baby. Well, not that I can remember when I was a baby, but that's what my parents tell me. So then I started taking piano and singing lessons when I was very young. And then when I was about 12, I started playing guitar, which that kind of sparked my love for songwriting, and I guess the rest is history.
Awesome. So how long have you been performing, like, professionally?
To think it's crazy. I guess it's been about 10 years.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's been about 10 years. That's crazy thinking about it. When I started, I was super young, but yeah, right. 10 years.
That's awesome. Do you perform, like, locally or as, like, your main performances, like, around New York, or do you travel a lot throughout the U.S.?
Yeah, so, I mean, before the pandemic, I was performing mostly locally, whether it be in New York and Philadelphia, and I was doing a lot of like So Far Sounds, which I went to Washington, did I go to California, then I did the
Boston
York.
One,
you know, I was supposed to do the Boston one, but that never worked out. I was actually supposed to do it and then the pandemic happened. It was supposed to be in May. Yeah, so I was never able to make it to Boston, but that's definitely on my list. And then my last performance, my last and actually first since the pandemic, was last week at the Hard Rock in Philly. A different, I guess, approach to everything. I had a mask on the whole time singing.
Oh, gosh.
So it was definitely different, but I was just happy to be out and performing again in a live environment.
How does that work, you know, singing with a mask on? That's got to be, you know, I'm wondering if that helps, that affects, like, your breathing as you're singing or the sound projection.
Yeah, I practiced a lot, like, with the microphone at home to make sure that it wasn't muffled. Uh-huh. I think being in New York and the mask policy is so strict here, and when we go outside, everyone has it on, so I'm so used to always wearing it to, like, become part of my wardrobe now. So I don't know if that's, like, kind of helped me because I was just so used to always wearing it. But I did practice, like, for hours with it on to make sure, like, okay, when I got to this performance, I was okay and I could, you know, get through the whole performance. So it was a little bit challenging, I'm not going to lie, and be like, oh, yeah, it was so easy. But I got through it. And then, like, in between, I would, like, kind of pull it up to take a sip of my drink and so it was okay. I was just really happy to be back. That's performing fair, live. So I did whatever I had to.
I've seen some places that they have, like, the plastic shield around as well. I didn't know if
I was hoping that that's what I, like, was planning on, but unfortunately they didn't have one. I was planning on that. So I was like, it's okay. It worked out. So maybe next time the plastic shield will be an idea.
Yeah. So, you know, before the pandemic hit, I know you're performing a lot. And you mentioned as well that you've been performing professionally for about 10 years. Where's, like, your favorite place that you performed?
I have so many, but I would say when you just asked me that, the first venue that pops in my head is the Apollo Theater. 100%. So my dad and I used to watch amateur night at the Apollo when I was little, and I always would tell him, like, one day I'm going to be on that stage, like, one day. So in 2016, it happened, and honestly, that stage, the crowd, the energy, it was just something I'll never forget.
That's awesome.
And it's just something, like, that I hope one day I could have more moments like that. That's, like, kind of what I'm, like, working towards right now. And, yeah, 1,000% the Apollo Theater.
Where's the Apollo Theater?
It's in Harlem.
Oh, nice.
Harlem, New York. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
It's close by, too.
Yeah, so sticking with, you know, all the performance stuff, where would be your dream place to perform?
Also have a lot of those too, but I guess being in New York now, I'm gonna have to say Madison Square Garden.
Oh yeah, that's a huge That's a huge dream.
It's awesome. Funny because my day job, I was doing work for, I was doing audience casting, and we did a event at Madison Square Garden, the theater next door. It's like the little part of it.
Oh,
and
cool.
It's crazy because I was in there all the time, and I think I saw Lady Gaga. She was performing at the event, so it was crazy. I was like, okay, one day I'm going to be in this building, not for my day job, but performing.
That's an awesome goal to have.
Yes.
And then, you know, when you are there, I'll be like, I knew her when we had that conversation about on the radio about you performing there. Now you're here.
Yes, we can replay that moment.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, emerging into the music scene, what has been your biggest challenge so far?
I would say having to wear all the business hats while trying to still be creative and create music. Like, I feel like independent artists are their own managers, and they are in a sense. So I feel like when you're signed to a label, you know, like, you have a lot more time to focus on just being creative, and you have other people that are helping you in those areas. And that being said, though, I love having complete control though over everything. Like, yeah, it's like difficult sometimes because, okay, yeah, I'm doing like my own PR and I'm running my own social media and I'm booking my own shows, but at the same time, I like not having to answer to anyone. Yeah, so, I mean, down the line, I do think when my career gets to a certain point, yes, of course, I'm going to need help, and I'm okay with letting people in and helping me, and it has happened in the past, but as of right now, I'm just kind of enjoying, like I said, having that complete creative control, and when the time's right, I think I'll find the right people, and I think it'll just work out how it's supposed to be.
Good for you. Good for you. That's awesome. What are your most, like, frequently recurring problems or challenges you faced as an independent musician?
I would say similar to what I said in the last question, because I think, like, how you divide your time between the business and the creative side while still working a day job. And, I mean, up until May of this year, I was still going to school. I graduated, but that was a lot too. So working the day job, going to school, and then trying to like manage the career while still making the music and still not losing the like artistry of that.
Right.
So I think like discipline was definitely key for me. And it's like, no one's there to be like, okay, you have to do this and you have to do that. And it's like, if you don't do it, it's on you. Like, your career is going to suffer. And it's not, you know what I mean? So I think like that's been the most challenging thing, is just trying to find out how to divide my time. But I've gotten good at it, but I mean, of course, there's days where I'm like, I feel like the day has just gotten what's the word, like, ahead of me, and I haven't done as much as I wanted to, and then I kind of just take a step back and refocus my energy on what needs to be done and like write out my plan. But yeah, I would definitely say that's just about dividing time could be is the most challenging thing that I faced.
Yeah, time management is huge and important, especially when you're kind of, as you said, wearing multiple hats.
Right.
So
it's like, what hat am I going to put on today?
Right, exactly. Should I do this today? Should I do this today? Well, you know, good for you. That takes a lot of, you know, courage and strength to really push through wearing all those multiple hats. So with the current pandemic, I know that's really affected a lot of artists. I mean, you said yourself before you hadn't had a performance in a while, and you just did one with a mask. Throughout this pandemic, without performing live, what have you done to help, like, your music still thrive and push through and still really reach out to your fans?
I would say in the beginning, I felt like, I know a lot of artists, I was watching like documentaries, and I was actually part of a documentary about pandemic and being an artist. And I know a lot of artists felt the same way. As in the beginning of the pandemic, we, I think, all kind of felt like we had to keep pushing content out, and like, we kind of felt guilty because it's okay, I'm sitting at home now. I mean, I was unemployed on my day job, and it's like, you're sitting at home, like, why am I not creating like 5 to 10 songs a week? And then you start to feel guilty. Yeah, exactly. You start to feel guilty. And I kind of had to like take a step back and give myself a little break and be like, no, it's okay. Like, we're going through a pandemic. Like, the whole world is going through this pandemic. It's okay to take the time and really decide like what you want to do, what direction you want to go to. that being said, I think it gave me a new outlook on everything too. I try to create more, I would say, what's the word, like more powerful mm-hmm. content in a sense, like more meaningful, not powerful, yeah. more meaningful content, because there's just so much content out there now. Mm. So when I'm creating music and everything, I want to make sure that I'm creating something that's honestly as authentic as I can get, something that I can relate to, something that can inspire people, and something that people can use during this time to awesome. Like cope with their emotion.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So I think that's just been what I've been trying to do. I hope that answered your question.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think a lot of artists I've noticed have been doing that, trying to push out songs to help, you know, connect with their fans about similar situations they've been going through.
Yeah. Mm-hmm,
so
sure.
When you're recording in a studio, what does a typical day look like for you there?
I do a lot of, majority, I would say, of my recording in just my bedroom studio, and I can't really even say, it's a studio. I just have, some speakers. I'm looking at it right now. I have some speakers on my dresser, and then my mic and my laptop, and then my headphones. So that's where I kind of do the majority mm-hmm. of my recording. So that's, my little studio. Mm-hmm. But usually when I, sit down and I'm like, okay, today, I'm going to go in and I'm going to go with, a completely clean slate and just start creating from scratch, or I may have something that I've been working on and I want to finish. So I would say each day doesn't really look the same. And for mm-hmm. me, that's what kind of keeps it, exciting and definitely helps with my creativity, because it's not, I wouldn't say I really have a typical day, because mm-hmm. every day changes for me.
That's awesome. So with being in a studio writing a song, or your home studio, I would say, what is your creative process when it comes to writing a song? Do you sit down with your guitar and just kind of play what comes to mind? Or do you have specific chord frames that you stick with?
Yeah, so I feel like whenever I'm asked this, I feel like my answer changes a bit, because I just change it up a little bit. But for me, I'm always writing. I think it's important that I'm constantly writing, even if I don't necessarily mm-hmm. have the inspiration. I'm a believer that you have to get the bad songs out before the good ones can see the light.
Right.
So a lot of the times for me, I do that in the morning or at nighttime, I'm just writing. And sometimes I'll feel like I struck gold, but sometimes I'm okay, this is trash, this is going right in the trash can. But for me, a lot of times, when I actually, all the songs probably that I have on my Spotify and all that, a lot of that came from, okay, I was just, in the shower, or usually I'm in, the strangest place, I'm getting my eyebrows threaded, or I'm, in the subway, just, a weird place, and I'll,
yeah.
get this melody or this, lyric in my head, it's just, I'll just hear it, and I'm like, wait, that sounds like it would be good. So as soon as I can, take out my phone and not look like a complete weirdo, I'll record that inspiration I have, and yeah. then usually when I get back with my guitar or my piano, I'll start building up on it, and then from there I'll bring it over to my computer and then start to build around it with production.
That's awesome. So what would you say that separates you from other artists?
So I think this, I'd like to think that I've stayed in my own lane, and I've been authentic to myself and my music through the years. I feel like that alone is what separates me from other artists, because my lane has been unique mm-hmm. For me. I would say staying in my own lane and doing what feels right to me.
Right, that's awesome. So you had mentioned that you've been performing professionally for 10 years, and you've been, doing music your entire life. What do you think the current market in the music industry outlook as an independent artist is today?
It's funny, because if the pandemic didn't happen, I'd probably have a completely different answer.
Right.
I can't lie and say, I'm not worried, and I'm okay, everything's going to be fine, because I am, mm-hmm. but no one really knows, how all this is going to unfold, and
right.
we can, of course, make assumptions and all that, but, nothing is guaranteed. So I think for independent artists, I think now's the time just to really step up your game and hone your craft and find a way to stand out more. And because things are becoming more virtual, everyone's kind of switching over and has to switch over to the virtual platform. So I think it's like important now more than ever for independent artists to really figure out, okay, what is it that makes me different? What is it that's going to make someone watch my live stream rather than someone else's live stream?
Right. That's a really good way of putting it. So for yourself, what are your next steps in your career as an artist? Where do you see yourself, say, in like 5 years' time?
Again, this would have been a different answer probably if it wasn't for the pandemic. But I mean, my plan is to release. I have a new EP coming out this winter and hopefully get back to performing full time and go on a tour, across the U.S. And then, I mean, I would say in 5 years, I definitely see myself not having to work my day job and just being able to fully expand on my music career and being a full, being able to do music full time and not having to worry about, okay, where is my money coming from this month? So I would say that's where I see myself in 5 years.
Awesome. I'm just going to point out that you did mention, so everybody hears that you are having an EP coming out this winter. Is that correct?
Yes.
That's awesome. And
I'm so excited.
Yeah. And you guys will all hear one of her new singles coming out very soon at the end of this interview here. So for you, Layla, what do you feel is most rewarding as an artist?
There's so many different, I think, angles I could go here, because it is very rewarding being an artist. I feel like you get to just see the world in a different light. But for me, it's just knowing that I've had an impact on people's lives through my music. And it's like when I get those messages from fans saying that my music's inspired them or, you know, helped them through a certain time or stage in their life, that makes everything and all of this worthwhile for sure.
That's awesome. What advice would you give to an upcoming artist in the industry?
I have a lot of advice too. I'm like picking, because it's like we have such a limited time. I'm like, okay, what do I think?
right.
I could go on here for hours. But I would say the most important thing is you have to love what you do. You have to love the music day in and day out. Chase the music, not the fame and the money. Because if you're in it for the fame and the money, you're not going to make it. I remember one of my professors in Berkeley saying that, like, if you're in this because you think you're going to be rich and because you want to be a celebrity and walk the red carpets and all that, they're like, just get out of here. You're not going to last.
Right.
And I see it because it's like, you hear more no's than yes. Right. And if you're not in it for the music and the love of it, like, you're not going to last.
Right.
As harsh as that kind of sounds, it's the truth.
You know, and it's always the constructive criticism that really motivates artists.
Yeah, and I mean, I could sit here and give like nice advice. Not that that was mean or anything, but it's just so true, because I have in my path seen people, they're like, oh yeah, like, I can't wait to be famous. Like, of course, that's nice. I'm not saying anything that that's not a good thing, and of course the money will come and all that, but you just have to have a genuine love for the art of it and respect the craft of it.
Right, absolutely. You know, if you don't love what you do, then you're just going to have a miserable day.
Yeah, and I think that goes honestly for any industry.
Yeah, absolutely. So speaking about like the industry, you know, set aside the fact that the pandemic is going on and kind of really focused about like how, you know, social media has changed the way that independent artists put music out there and perform. If you could change anything about the industry and at the rate it's going, what would that be?
I would say I wish women were respected more in the industry. Like, I know women in the industry have come such a long way, but I do think we still face a lot of challenges that men necessarily don't have to deal with. You know, I feel like society does, especially in the music industry, puts these like expiration dates on female musicians, and on top of that, they, you know, they try to make us feel like if we aren't willing to dress a certain way or keep our bodies looking a certain way, then no one's gonna buy your music. No one's going to be your fan. So,
right.
I mean, it's funny because I was just telling someone this the other day. Like, still to this day, like, I feel like when I walk into a music shop and there's all men usually working in there, at least the ones that I've seen, it's like they look at me like I'm not supposed to be there and they think I'm shopping for someone else. And
right. They think you don't know anything in there.
Yeah, like, I'm a female. I can't possibly have any knowledge about guitars.
Right.
So that does frustrate me. That actually happened a few weeks ago. It's very frustrating. So it's like, and another thing is, it's like if a female's playing guitar in a band, it's always like, oh, wow, she's good for a female guitar player. It's like, no, she's just a good guitar player. It doesn't matter what right. the gender is.
Right.
So, that gets me really heated because it frustrates me. And I know there's probably people listening like, oh, no, that's not true. It doesn't happen. So, like, yes, it does. And I think a lot of us see it. Like firsthand, it is frustrating. So
absolutely.
I feel like I do feel like I wish like women should be a lot more respected, and I think over the years, in years to come, I think we're gonna see that a lot more females in recording studios and a lot more females playing in bands and bass and guitar, and it's just gonna be normalized because right now I feel like it's still like a stereotype.
Right. Right, I definitely hear you. There's actually an older woman who is a professional drummer and drum teacher, and I remember her putting out some sort of, I think it was just like a video or an advertisement about, you know, it was just her going through the motions every day, and they're like, oh, the harp is over there. You can go play that, or this and that. They're like, she's like, no, I'm the drummer.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow. I never saw that.
Yeah, it's yeah, really inspirational. But yeah, exactly what you said, you know, I think women aren't as appreciated much for our music.
For sure, and like we do just as much as men, if not more. Mm-hmm. So I know you got me a little heated there, but that's...
No, but that's perfect,
something that,
you know,
that bothers me a lot. And I hope to, like, I want to go into the... for other young girls to be like, okay, I can do this. You know, she was a female, she was able to do this and be in a room full of men and be able to produce
right.
better than them. Cause like, you know, you don't really see that right now. And
right.
It's like, oh, who mixed your track? Was it a guy that, it's never like, oh no, I mix my own stuff. Like,
right.
Yeah, so it's gonna happen where it's just gonna be normal.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I think just this interview can definitely reach to a lot of young aspiring musicians and female musicians coming up. Just hearing you speak about that's definitely inspirational to them.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I hope so.
So, who would be a dream collaboration for you?
Dream collaboration. I have. So many. If I could do like maybe one big song with just like all artists that I'm like inspired by, mm-hmm. I would say like one, like, you know, those songs that have like five artists on them.
Yeah.
So I would say like I would have Tori Kelly, Jasmine Sullivan, James Arthur, Miguel, and Alicia Keys. Like,
that's a good mix.
Right? I think I would fangirl so hard if that ever happened.
Oh my gosh, I'm just picturing the sound coming from that.
I know. I'm like, that's just like one of the, I don't even know who would write the song, but.
Well, you better start writing it now.
Yeah. I'll start writing everyone's specific parts
There you go. And then you can just find him someday and be like, by the way, this is your future next hit.
Right.
Awesome. Well, we have time for a couple little rapid fire questions.
Okay.
Again, you don't have to go into an extravagant answers. They're just simple answers. And if you don't have an answer, you can just skip.
Okay.
There's just a couple. So we'll start out with an easy one. Favorite genre?
Genre. Oh, I would say R&B.
Awesome. Favorite instrument?
Guitar.
An instrument that you've wanted to play before, but never really, like, had time to?
I've always wanted to play the drums.
Mm. Favorite artist besides yourself?
That whole list that I just gave, Miguel, Jasmine Sullivan, James Arthur.
All right, your favorite song?
Back at One, Brian McKnight.
Mm. And do you have any hobbies besides music? Like, do you play any sports or anything, or reading?
I used to be very into sports. I played like tennis, basketball, ball. Like I was very, very competitive. So now I don't do that as much, but yeah, definitely I love like being active.
Mm-hmm. And if you could visit any place in the world, where would that be?
I feel like my answer is going to change on this all the time. maybe right now, Australia. I have family there, and I've been wanting to go there.
Oh, awesome. So, since you said this could change all the time, what country would be, like, a dream for you to do, like, a tour?
Probably the UK.
The UK. I will give you so many different places to go to. You made it. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for doing this interview. I always
have
just
thank you for having me.
Awesome time speaking with you.
You too.
So before we head out, Layla has a new single to show us called Wish I Would Have. It is available to you on all major streaming platforms. You can also follow her on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget to check out her other music on Spotify, iTunes, and more. She even has a few music videos out as well. This is Layla Giovanna, and you're listening to WJMS Radio, Radio Reimagined.